Hillary Clinton Feeling Better at Any Prospect of Donald Trump Defeat. By Simon Kent on November 12, 2020. Twice failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says any prospect of U.S. President Donald Trump leaving the White House has left her feeling better than I have felt in 4 years. In an interview taped Sunday for the 2020 Reykjavik Global Forum and reported by CBS News, Clinton said she is looking forward to seeing what lies ahead if indeed the Democratic pairing of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris wins out as the mainstream media widely predicts. "I am feeling better than I have felt in 4 years," Clinton told Milan Brevere, the executive director of the Georgetown Institute for Women, Peace, and Security. "I feel really happy and relieved, very grateful, excited about the team of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Looking forward to seeing them take the office of president and vice president and bring our country together and get us back on the right track for the future." Clinton has been almost silent during the 2020 campaign, although she did state the election will not be over until all the votes are counted and every single challenge to every poll count was finalized, as Breitbart News reported. Not that she has been so silent before. In 2016, during a fundraiser in New York City, she infamously described half of the Americans supporting Donald Trump as a basket of deplorables made up of racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic people. "You know, to just be grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables," she said as the crowd laughed and applauded. "The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it." Clinton lamented Donald Trump had given them a voice, citing offensive mean-spirited rhetoric on websites and Twitter. "Some of those folks, they are irredeemable, but thankfully they are not America," she said, before praising the supporters attending her fundraiser as friends who were in the other basket. More recently, in December 2019, she revealed she was under enormous pressure to consider a 2020 White House run, as Breitbart News reported. In the end, the former First Lady decided the path to victory against Donald Trump was simply too narrow. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.